When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
How many years are we celebrating in the snack game right now? 2022. God. Years and years.
Yeah, wouldn't it be 2022 years?
I guess so. 2022 years.
We've been celebrating in the snack game.
Yeah. And you know what? I never get tired of it. I never get sick of it.
No. There are things that you do that you can't believe how great they are when you first start doing them, and then you can't believe after a modicum of time has passed that you don't feel that same. Sometimes you end up even resenting them.
Because there's no fun anymore.
Yeah, that's it. That's where I'm going.
It's just no fun. That's how it was. You know, when I played ball, when I broke into the game, when the show, you walk out. There for the first time, you see the green grass, you can't believe it. Oh, yeah. I'm here. I finally made it to the show, you know, and you're taking BP with guys that you grew up idolizing, you know, and that first grounder that comes to you at short and you swing it on over to first and the crowd's cheering, you can't believe it. And you know, the whole first season's like that. The whole first season is like that. Every time you come up to play, you can't believe it. Second season, you know, it's still feeling great. Third season, still feeling pretty good. But I tell you what. By about the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th season, you still like it, but the travel's starting to get to you. You know, the pressure's starting to get to you. It's starting to feel more like a job. You know what I mean? And by the time I got out after my 12th season, you know, it wasn't like I couldn't play. I could still play. I could still turn a double trick. I could still, you know, get my 80 ribbies or whatever it was. But I didn't have the same passion.
Right.
Just didn't have the same passion. You know? What was I doing it for?
Yeah, you're nicked up here and there.
Sure.
God forbid you're on the IR just because, like, you've been doing it for so long, your body's like starts to revolt. You're having trouble sleeping at night, you know. You're doing all the drugs that they give you to feel better, and trot you out on the field day after day. And after a while, you know, it's just a war of attrition. And you look back to that, like, that's springy youngster that's bounding out onto the between the lines onto the God's great green grass, and you're like, oh, that seems a long time ago.
Oh yeah, my first season, I get out there, I'm screaming, "Let's play two! Let's play two!" You know, the other guys are kind of laughing. I keep saying it. They say, you know, tone it down a little bit there.
Boy. Yeah,
tone
it down. You're hitting a hot shot down to third. You're almost beating the throw. You're out by an eyelash, but you're still laughing about it when you get down to the dugout. And there's some guys who are like, well, we're actually trying to get base runners here. You're like, well, close one. You're laughing at the other. You're joshing around with the other players. They're like, those guys are the enemy. You're in the clubhouse. You're dancing at the post-meal buffet. You know, you got the tunes cranked. You know, you're cracking guys with the towels. I guess you always did that. That never really stopped for you.
No, I was a towel cracker from that. Was one of those things. That was one of the things about the job I always liked. The towel cracking, you know, it's getting guys right in the butt, you know.
Yeah, I was like that. Yeah, that was always something that didn't get old for you. But after a bit there, like you're kind of, maybe something else, you know. That's when I think you went to the NFL for 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years, two rings.
9 years, two rings. And that's the other thing, right? By then you were like, having come off your baseball career, you were, you were a bit of a savvy veteran. And the influx of a new game, new skills, you know, new home, that charged you up for a while. But even at the end of your 9 years, you're like, should I make it a full decade? You're like, you know, I'm going to hang up the pads.
Yeah. Yeah. I hung them up. But, you know, hung them out on top. You know, I hung them up on top. I got that second ring and it was like, do I want to come back for a third? Do I want to?
I didn't
have the fire. I didn't have the fire. That's all.
A lot of guys, unlike you, don't ever get an opportunity to go out on top. Don't even get to have that choice. So I commend you for, you know, recognizing the opportunity in front of you and taking full advantage.
But you know what the constant was through all that? So there was the 12 years in the show. There was 9 years in the league. But you know what the constant was?
Tell me.
Snacks. It was always snacks, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about, you know, having a position like that where they're like, well, we need to fuel these guys up. Mm-hmm. And so you don't even have to go out and get a lot of your snacks. A lot of those things, they're like, well, we got to have a little breakfast for them. And then we got to have like a between breakfast and lunch kind of snack for them. And then a between lunch and dinner snack and, you know, a late night snack when you're on the road. Like they're providing the thing that you and I as snack guys just absolutely adore. And sometimes it's almost too good to be true.
Oh yeah. There was the cracking towels at guys, snapping towels, you know, right at their butts. I liked that. Yeah. And then there was the snacks. The snacks never got old for me.
Yeah. Butts and snacks. Remember when we were first starting the podcast and we were like fighting over a name and we came up with Mates, which is like stood the test of time. But remember, Butts and Snacks was right up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Butts and Snacks. That was a top contender.
Yeah. And we had Cracks and Snacks. Remember, we had like a whole bunch. We had a bunch of things out there that were like, you know, trying to tie in your career. But then you had your precinct. You're like, people might forget. Like right now, I'm on top of the world. I'm walking away a Super Bowl hero. Like I'm in every publication. I'm at Disneyland. I'm the flavor of the month. But after a while, that might recede into the background, but you know what won't? Snacks. And you were generous enough to say, you know what's important? You're important too, because you're my partner in the snack game. So maybe we'll put you in the title and it's not just Cracks and Snacks.
Well, Tommy, there wouldn't be a podcast without you. I mean, that's one thing I say to everybody who asks. They say, Mike, you're a big sports hero. You know, you did 17 years, two different sports, two rings. And I say, none of that matters. None of that matters to me when it comes to the snack game. That's the only game I care about these days. And that wouldn't be possible without my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh.
And my good friend, Michael Ian Black. Black!
It's Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks on the internet.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks on the internet.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks on the internet.
Got a good one to kick off 2022.
Yeah. You know what? It's a new year. And sometimes it's very important. I mean, it's important to talk about our New Year's resolutions. And mine, I've been trying to do this for 22 years, 2022 years. And you always make fun of me. But my resolution, as always, is to eat more snacks.
Yes.
And that gets harder and harder year after year. You try and up the ante every year. It's like, my pantries are stuffed, mm-hmm. you know? Even in the lean years, you're still like, well, listen, that we do have to pay for heat. And, you know, there are all these bills, but I have to get my snacks. I got to fill up my pantry.
We can only raise the bar so much. And every year, you know, you think to yourself, God, we've raised the bar just about as high as it can go. You know, we're eating just about as many snacks as we can. We've sampled all kinds of different flavors. We've done the textures. We've done healthy snacks. We've done unhealthy snacks. We're doing everything we can. The New Year's rolling around. I want to eat more snacks. You think I can't possibly raise that bar any higher. And yet, Tommy, every year you seem to find a way to do it.
Yeah. You know, I think that's part of the professionalism that we bring to this game. And we play it straight. We understand that. Look, you have to have commitment, right? You've got to have a level of commitment in this game, and that means, you know, in the great snack aisle of life, not ignoring anything.
No,
just being open for it.
Sometimes you go outside the snack aisle. You know, what was the thing? What was the thing that we just ate that didn't want to be in the snack aisle? Oh, the peas.
Those guys.
Oh, those stupid peas.
The green peas. You know, you really had it. You picked a fight with those peas.
I didn't like those pea people.
Like, you don't want to be on the snack aisle, then don't come in the game. Like, don't come knocking on our door. You don't want to be on the snack aisle. You're too good for the snack aisle.
Well, you know what? They're trying to have their cake, and they're trying to eat it. And there's a reason cake isn't in the snack aisle. It's not a snack. You can't put the cake in the snack aisle and eat it. Because you're not allowed to eat in the snack aisle. You have to take the shit out of the snack aisle.
And consume it.
And consume it at another place.
In the parking lot, on the way to the car. And then in the front seat of the car while you start the car up. And then on the drive home. And then when you get home.
And then the wife says, "Where's the cake?" And then you have to say, "Oh yeah, they were out of cake."
Yeah, no cake, no cake.
They were out of cake. Well, you got crumbs all over your shirt and cake icing on your face.
Yeah, that's the chocolate chip muffins. Muffins.
Oh, all right. Well, where are the muffins?
Oh,
they were out.
They had no muffins. Well, you just said you had muffins. No, no cake, no muffin. Well, what's that on your shirt then? God, a bunch of
they had. That's old. That's old.
That's from yesterday. What was it? Cake. Well, yes. Well, we wanted. I mean,
you said we didn't have any cake yesterday. That's why I sent you out to the store to get some. No, they're out. They're out.
It's not cake. It's cake filling. Cake filling. What? Yeah, cake filling on the shirt. But it's old. That's from 2 days ago. It's old.
Cake filling.
Cake filling.
What's cake filling?
Yeah, it's cake. cake filling is cake. You know what's funny about cake is you say cake is a snack, becomes a snack only after.
Right. That's right.
After it is a dessert.
That's exactly right.
It's a celebratory, or maybe you don't even call it a dessert. It's the cake is celebration. It's an event. Maybe that's a better description.
Oh, I like that. Cake is an event.
Cake is an event. Once the event is died down and everyone's had their cake,
then it can become a snack.
Then it becomes a snack.
Well, it could also, but it also retains its ability to be a dessert after the event. It can be a dessert. It can be a snack.
Yeah.
It could even be breakfast.
Yeah.
Cake can be a terrific breakfast. I mean, cake is not the snack, by the way, today. But as we talk about it, I guess I'm recognizing maybe for the first time the versatility of cake.
Yeah, the more we talk about cake, the more I want cake.
Yeah. Well, don't go to the snack aisle. You're not going to find it there.
Well, what's interesting about cake is it's there for the taking generally. Mm-hmm. Because someone's had a birthday. You're Jewish. You celebrate. You guys celebrate birthdays.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure. We like that.
Okay. So Mazel Tov. Happy birthday.
Okay. I mean, I feel like you're injecting something into this conversation that really didn't have to be there at all.
I just want to say happy birthday to you.
Okay. It's not my birthday, but okay. Thanks.
Oh, it's not.
Nope.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, is that how that works?
Not really. Mazel Tov is congratulations, and there's really nothing to congratulate me for right now.
Mazel Tov on the new year to you.
Well, it is a new year, it's not the Jewish new. It's not the you know, we celebrate the Jewish New Year separately, and it's not that.
Who does your family?
Well, Jews in general.
Oh, at your place.
No, the Jews don't all come to my place.
Just the Georgia Jews.
No, I mean, it's just Jews in general celebrate the new year.
They travel.
No. Well, Rosh Hashanah.
They were a nomadic people. Right? And so they come to your place. No.
I mean, I guess people could come to my place, but no. I mean, okay. That's not common.
What do you do? How many come?
No, none.
Is it like East Coast chapters or like Georgia?
It's not really like that. It's just
because I know you have a big place, but to house everybody, what, for a week?
It's surprising to me how ignorant you are about this.
No, I don't consider myself ignorant at all, and maybe that's the problem with the world. I just want to say, if you had cake for everybody, right?
Yeah.
And you had your event, your celebration,
yeah,
right? Jews, Gentiles, everybody you could, that you could house. Everybody's mm-hmm. there, and it's your birthday, and it's yep. and so I've like, hey, Michael, now as your birthday, is it your responsibility to get the cake?
No,
it's mine. It's well, as your confrere, I would, and as somebody who knows your predilections when it comes to like food and how important it is to you to get the thing right, I would put myself in charge of the cake getting for you. And well, so,
the person who's having the birthday never gets their own cake.
No, sir. But then you want, there's two ways it can go. It can be someone who's like, well, get them an ice cream cake. And they don't really want that, you know, or they want a butter crunch cake, but someone goes like, well, it's just be like white icing. And they don't want that. Right. So you want to get on your birthday, the cake that you love. And so
but you can ask, what kind of cake do you want? It doesn't have to be a surprise. You know, there's going to be a cake. I could say, Tommy, do you want the butter? You like that butter crunch cake? You want that? Should I get it from that bakery you like so much? And you can say yes or no. There's no mystery.
But when there's a whole bunch of people coming over to your house, right?
You don't worry about them.
Right?
You don't worry about what kind of cake they want.
But you want to supply enough cake is my point.
Sure.
So you want to get enough cake. And sometimes that means you have to like select, well, a certain kind of cake that can provide for everybody, right?
Okay,
so I'm not gonna let you know what kind of cake I'm getting.
Right.
I'm gonna get you a cake that you like. And then what's nice is we're gonna sing happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy 41st birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of my French Canadian heritage, we'll sing Jean du pays, c'est à ton tour de te laisser parler d'amour. We'll sing that, and then we'll cut the cake. And then you'll get the first piece. Well, after you blow out the candles and make a wish, and I assume your wish is going to be more snacks. Yeah.
You know what it's going to be.
But then what's interesting is, so say I've handed out the cake. You've gotten the first piece. And so that's a big piece, Michael. Can you handle that? Yeah, you can
handle that. I'll handle that and more.
Yeah, and so then, what's interesting is I can't fit this thing. I've given everyone a piece, and look, there's half a cake left, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
And this cake is 6.5 inches high. I where's that cake going? That's what's interesting about cake is you are going to cover it. Probably you got a box or something, but you're going to leave it out there on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And then cake, when it comes to the snack game, is so readily accessible post-event.
Yes.
And it almost begs to be eaten later on that evening, mm-hmm. and then that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, cake for breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then
cake during the day.
And then there becomes a moment where it's like, oh, I can fit it in the fridge again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it enters into the realm of like, well, you could have, you know, there's extra cake for dessert. We have extra cake in the fridge. I'm trying to rack my brain for another dessert that becomes a snack so readily. And it's hard to pick one out of the ether.
There really isn't one. Ice cream never becomes anything other than a dessert. Can you snack on ice cream? Sure. Sure. But it's a dessert. It's always going to be a dessert. No, it's just cake. Pie doesn't really count. Pie. Well,
pie stays out there, but it's not. Somehow it's a little harder to cut the pie and to set the pie up. The cake, it's just like, whoop, onto the plate, off you go, right? The pie, it's like, I'm cutting the crust. I got this. Like, it's probably another, I want to guess, 4 to 7 seconds of effort.
Yeah.
And as such, you know, cake kind of runs the day.
Man, I wish we were doing an episode on cake today.
I feel it's awful that the snack that we're doing.
Nothing to do with cake. Not even close to
no,
cake.
No, we're not even doing Heinz brownies today.
No, nothing cakey about it.
At the very least, we could be saying like, and folks, the next best thing, you know, nope. we could be doing. No,
we're no, not doing. It's almost the opposite of cake. It's very close to being the opposite of cake.
We're not doing cake pops. Yeah.
No.
Cake, I mean, cake is a sweet snack when it's a snack, right? It's in my head when we're talking cake. Do you have a picture? Like, I sort of envision chocolate cake. When I'm talking, I'm talking about like, I feel like there's I have a slice of chocolate cake. What are you thinking?
In my head, cake will always be
red velvet.
Butter
crunch.
No, I don't even know what butter crunch is. You mentioned butter crunch before. I don't even know what the fuck butter crunch cake is.
Yeah, it's a buttercream icing with a little bit of like sugar crunchies in there.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think maybe I've had it once and it stuck. It's stuck in my head.
Oh, I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Yeah,
butter crunch cake.
What are you thinking of?
I mean,
I'm trying all the different cakes. The Black Forest carrot cake.
What? I mean, If cake pops, if you say the word
cake,
the fuck is thinking carrot cake? Like, that's the cake that comes to mind for somebody when you think cake, carrot cake. Nobody's thinking that.
Respectfully, I understand your point. I also love carrot
cake. I love carrot cake too.
But when you say birthday cake, so nobody's trotting out, hey, it's a carrot cake.
No.
I assume maybe.
How are you missing the most obvious cake in the world?
Maybe Gwyneth Paltrow has that.
Oh, yeah, she does.
You think? Yeah. The most obvious cake, and you say it's not chocolate cake. What is it?
A yellow cake with chocolate icing. Just a plain yellow cake.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Betty Crocker. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Duncan Hines.
Yeah,
comes out
Duncan
of a box. Hines. Delicious. Sure, that's sure. The kind of cake I like.
Oh, you like that cake?
I like a yellow cake. I like a yellow cake, a little chocolate frosting on it, or coconut. I like a coconut cake.
I like a coconut cake. Yeah.
God damn! I wish we were doing cake.
Why are we not doing cake? Why don't we not have like a
what
a Duncan Hines cake?
I don't even have cake in my house right now. It's not like I can even walk into the kitchen, grab myself. It's not even like we can call an audible where I can just be like, oh fuck it, let's do cake. I can't. Yeah. I don't have cake.
I have like chocolate brownies, and I really feel like. Maybe we can just end the podcast now and I'll go eat some, but maybe I'll hold out.
Yeah, I mean, we got the snack. We got to do the snack, but I feel like the snack's already.
It's in a bad way right now.
The snack is in
the car with us, sitting in the back seat going, guys, hey.
Oh, I remember.
I like cake. The cake it melted up there in the back seat going, no, I like cake too. I like cake too.
I did the David Letterman show a couple times. Both times went badly. But the second time I was on, you know who the first guest was?
Me?
Nope. Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's a tough act to follow.
So that was cake. And then it's me going up there like an idiot.
Yeah. You know?
Then it's me. I'm the snack going up there like an idiot.
That's right. That's good stuff right there.
And we know you've had Justin Bieber. Please welcome Michael Ian Black.
I did the Letterman show one time, and your good pal, our good pal, Jim Gaffigan was doing it, and that sort of felt like a push.
yeah, that's a push.
You know what, you comedians in the people don't know this. You guys come out and you're like, you're just in control. You know, I've seen you in front of crowds. You come out and you're poised, you're in control, you're ready to go, even though you're probably terrified inside or you've got the nerves or the butterflies, but you don't seem it when you come out. You're like, and especially you, your demeanor is you're quite calm, you know, you're just like I say, you look poised. It looks like nothing to you, you know, and, you know, Gaffigan comes out and, you know, when Gaffigan comes out, he's like, well, my kid called me fat. You know, like, he's just kind of like, he's out there. He's got his routines. But what's it people don't realize is you guys come out from that curtain looking so in charge and so in control, and you put the crowd at ease because this is a man who clearly knows what he's doing. You know, and I like that about the comedians, but I do happen to know that backstage, you guys have diarrhea running down your legs. You're swallowing back the puke. You know, like, I remember Gaffigan in the green room. He had no time for my chicanery.
And he didn't want to hear it.
No, why would he? No, he's like,
hey Tom, I'm trying to get ready here. Minor,
I think. That's pretty good. Yeah, you guys have done multiple shows together. I know you've got that thing. Yeah, go again. Give me a.
I got to get my bacon stuff ready. So if you could just wait outside for a second.
Well, we're sharing the green room, Jim. And, I mean, I can talk to the missus, but.
If you could.
I gotta get my bacon.
No, I don't think Jim's ever done badly on those talk shows. No, I told you it was bad. I did bad.
I don't think you did bad. I mean, I know. You're saying, but that's the classic comedian where you're like, you agonize over one delivery, but everybody loved you.
All right, we'll be right back with ratings and more.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, you know, all right, I'm going to bring it around to the snack. Jim Gaffigan, from the great state of Indiana. Indiana, known for primarily production of corn. Our snack today,
and basketball,
skinny pop popcorn.
Even when I say it, I'm happy again. Hey, skinny pop popcorn. You know why I'm happy?
Hold on a second. That's it for you? You're not going to pew. You're not going to do that?
Look to the skies. The sky is black with parachutes.
Everybody's coming after us. Get down, boy. Get down. I'm here, Sarge. I'm here. You're going to be fine. You're going home. You hear me? You're going home.
Stay with me. I didn't train you for 6 months to have you whip out while you're shot up and riddled with holes. Keep going, son.
Tell Louise I love her.
I'll tell her tonight. Wait, what? I'll tell her tonight in bed. Wait a minute.
Stormtroopers hidden in the wall.
Now, what were you saying?
Huh? What?
What were you saying? You're excited about Skinny Pop? It's no cake, I'll tell you that.
I am. And let's agree. It's no cake. But here's the great thing about the snacking. You know, you could want something, you could want something else, and maybe somebody comes up and goes, but I have this, and you're like, oh, that, that's great too, thank you. Like that, in the great snack game of life, we've positioned it so that with this podcast, much as though we would love to have some, you know, Betty Crocker or Duncan
Hines. God, I'd love to have some cake.
Yeah, yellow cake with some chocolate icing. There's no getting around the fact that we're about to eat popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm happy.
Sure. And popcorn, classic. I mean, you know, the Native Americans introduced popcorn to the pilgrims. Everybody had a great Thanksgiving. They loved it together. And any animosity that ever existed between those two groups of people ended right there. And we have popcorn to thank for it.
Yeah, it was murderous up until then. Or maybe I have my history wrong. But
no, it was all kinds of conflict right up until then. But right. then once they introduced popcorn into the picture, boom. Everything was fine.
That's interesting. I wish they'd done it sooner so they could have avoided all the bloodshed and death. But I guess that's part of forging a country. You want to find some way to an accord, and oftentimes it's through like the existing culture.
Sure. The tobacco, that helped. Yeah. And the popcorn helped. And then it was all smooth sailing after that. So I guess we got to thank our Native American brothers and sisters for introducing popcorn. I don't know who introduced Skinny Pop popcorn. It came out, what, about 10 years ago or so?
Well, that's funny, right? Because now we're getting back into that health craze.
Yeah.
Thing, right? Are we not?
I guess we are, but I don't know what makes Skinny Pop popcorn any skinnier than any other kind of popcorn. Nothing really, right?
I'm gonna say, let's think this through. Less something.
Less what? I mean, to me,
Less
popcorn
butter,
is popcorn.
Less salt.
I don't know. They've got the buttery skinny pop. They've got. They don't say less salt.
Well, skinny they do
pop,
say.
Popcorn.
They do say on the pack on the package right there. No artificial ingredients.
Okay, corn. I mean, what else is in popcorn?
They got a calories per cup thing. I'm going to the back.
All right, go to the back.
So here's where they're hanging their hat on skinny pop. What's interesting is I'm looking to find comparison. The other people do this, but they don't really say that. They say, we know you're like your flavor bold and your butter smooth. True. So here it is. Our richest popcorn yet using the fewest, cleanest, simple ingredients possible. That's the skinny pop. And then this other one, I've got a couple of bags here. They're saying non-GMO, gluten-free, peanut-free, mm-hmm. tree mm-hmm. nut-free, preservative-free, no artificial color, zero trans fat, a good source of fiber, and delicious.
Here's what I think Skinny Pop is hanging its hat. I think they did something kind of clever.
What's that? They just called it Skinny Pop and made normal popcorn?
Yeah, they just made normal popcorn and called it Skinny Pop because all popcorn is gluten-free, dairy-free, peanut-free, tree nut-free, zero trans fat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice,
popcorn is a good source of fiber. They were just like, hey, hold on a second. These other popcorn guys, they're not taking advantage of what's already true about popcorn. We know what's good about popcorn. You know, when you're dieting, popcorn's a good snack for you because it puffs up real big, you know, and it's got a lot of air in it, and you can eat a bunch of it, and you don't get a lot of calories. So a serving of Skinny Pop popcorn, the regular kind here, 3 3/4 cups, 28 grams, so about 4 cups of popcorn, 150 calories. If you're eating Fritos and you eat 4 cups of Fritos, you know how many calories that is?
5,000?
28,000 calories.
Okay, all right. So, that's
so
a lot.
So it's a lot fewer with the popcorn.
So what I just feel like we're missing something, though. And this is because when this came on the market, I remember it became really popular. But is it just the name?
I think it's just the name. I really do. Because I don't think they're doing anything that nobody else in the popcorn game was doing. I think they just found a marketing angle.
Well, it's got to be the no artificial. You know what else is like? They blast on their, the calories per cup, right on mm-hmm. the cover.
Mm-hmm.
So I what's interesting is, I wonder. So first off, you got per cup.
Yeah.
No one's eating just a cup, and then the second thing is.
But on the top, it does say per serving. It does give you the info on the serving.
I just wonder if. You know, see, now I wish I had another thing of popcorn in because
I guess cake.
I wish I had cake.
Cake great? Cake. Sometimes cake, you know, it's a dessert. Sometimes it's an event. Sometimes it's just a snack.
Isn't cake great?
I love cake.
It's good stuff. I wonder, I wish I had a comparison packet of popcorn. I think the easy route, because everybody is saying, look, movie theater or ball game,
that popcorn.
No,
that'll kill
artificial.
You.
Yeah, that's that's they're like, we hang our hat on the artificial, right? And so these guys, I guess it's maybe just the no artificial that they could mm-hmm. then say skinny.
Yeah. Well, but here's the ingredients in my bag of Skinny Pop popcorn. Ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, salt. And you read that and you go, that sounds relatively healthy. And yeah. I guess it does. Fewer ingredients. And you think, that's probably pretty good for you. And I guess as far as snacks go, a chippy kind of snack, in terms of health alone, you're probably not going to do much better than popcorn.
Yeah, I think that's true.
You know?
I agree. Well,
and now I'm kind of talking myself into wanting it, you know, having been through the ringer with the cake.
It was a blanket statement on your part that I think is actually probably false.
I make all kinds of statements that are false.
Yeah, but I still like it. You're not going to do better than popcorn in terms of health.
Well, if you're eating a chip, and I'm just categorizing any sort of chippy type thing, you're not going to do any better.
Got it. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Just in terms of health.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I opened up the bag of Skinny Pop popcorn.
I could hear it.
I'll tell you what, it smelled delicious. It just smelled great as soon as I opened it up. And I did the thing involuntarily that I think people do with bags of popcorn, which is if you open a bag of Doritos, what are you going to do? You're going to take out a Dorito. You open up a bag of popcorn, you're going to take a handful of popcorn, which is what I did. My hand just automatically clenched a handful of popcorn. You did the same thing.
Yeah.
Just a palm full of corn.
You don't take one.
Mm-mm. It'd be absurd.
Yeah,
you
go,
you reach in, you take one popcorn kernel. Come on.
But I don't know that you ever, I don't think I ever thought it through until I did it. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what you do. You take a whole, take a handful.
Mm.
You know? I'm taking a bite.
No, it tastes like popcorn. Here's my thing with popcorn.
Go.
I almost never want bagged popcorn. Almost never. If I'm going to have popcorn, I want it fresh. I want it either, I'll cook it in a pot. I like a pot of popcorn.
Same.
I'll microwave some popcorn every now and again. I like microwave popcorn. I want my popcorn hot and I want it fresh. I want it just popped.
Yeah. Understood.
I'm almost never going for the bag of popcorn. Not that I dislike it. I don't.
Right.
But there's something about fresh popcorn that just tastes better.
Well, there's one thing that, I mean, it smelled good when I opened it up, but there's one thing that the bag popcorn can never provide that the movie popcorn or the microwave popcorn or the pan cooked popcorn, and that is the smell that just fills the room, and that creates the anticipation. And you know, you walk into a movie theater, you're like, oh yeah. Yeah, there's popcorn coming. Or, you know, even that the waft of like that hot butter from the Orville Redenbacher, you know, when you've popped that up, it's like, okay. And, you know, you got to wait a second before you have some because it's a little warm. It's a little hot still. It just came out, you know. You got to grab the thing from the microwave popcorn. You grab it from the corners. But you know what? I think that's what we need to do. We need to do that popcorn because now we don't have cake. And we got bagged popcorn. And what are we doing?
I don't know. This episode just feels like a big jerk off. You know, just a big old jerk off is what it feels like. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's okay though.
I don't mind jerking off.
You're very good at Jim Gaffigan impersonation.
But you know, I'll eat it.
No, that's the thing. That's the very thing. After I said that sentence, I picked a handful of popcorn out of the bag. I just started knocking it back. Because look, we're here.
And it's innocuous. And I don't dislike it. I like it. I like it fine. But like, is it my favorite popcorn I've ever had? No. Is there anything distinctive about Skinny Pop popcorn that separates it from other popcorns? Not really. No. It doesn't have any, there's nothing unique about it. Well, I will say this. Before you make your point, I know it's going to be a great point.
Maybe not.
It is slightly oilier than I would have thought.
Is it as salty as you would have thought?
No.
No. See, that's my issue with Skinny Pop. That's where I think they're like, hey. And that's where I think people keep coming back. They figured out the ratio that's just enough salt where every third, what I'm finding is every third bite gives you the satisfaction that you're looking for, but it's not there. You know, you go to those, like the ball game popcorn and
you're
eating salt with a little bit of corn.
Yeah. Well, they want you to get the beers, the popcorn. That's just a gateway to the beer.
Uh-huh.
And the movie theater, that's just oil. That's just the popcorn is an excuse to eat, your whatever's left of your arteries.
Right.
With the Skinny Pop. Yeah, they're kind of like, they want to keep you snacking so that, yeah, I think you're right. They give you just enough salt to be like, I just want a little bit more because you're hoping to get that salt fix and it never quite comes.
Correct. That's the thing. That is when you say it's like every other bag. I think that's where it is. It's distinctive. And I also think it ties into the people who are just looking at the cover and going, Skinny. And they just see that big word Skinny Pop. They're like, oh, this is great. Then I can eat this all day because it's a health food. And then when they ingest it, they're like, yeah, see, clearly it's skinny because I don't get the same feeling of you know, like salt and butter and carb rush that I get when I eat, you know, the ballgame popcorn or the movie popcorn. And yep. So they're like, ah, they've gone and made a healthy snack for me. And they've right. got just enough in there, which is interesting because there must have been like the diagnosis for exactly how much and how little is not accidental. So they would have had like a myriad of experiments to try and get that right. But I feel
they probably had focus groups. They probably had they probably had equations written on chalkboards. They had all kinds of they had tests going with mice going, oh, are the mice sure. going to come back and eat the skinny pop or what are yeah. they going to do?
Do you think they had folk in glasses and lab coats?
I know they did.
Yep. Okay.
Probably Bunsen burners too.
Clipboards?
Clipboards? Nothing but.
Oh, it was a joke. It was a joke.
Are you kidding?
Or is it clipboards?
Yeah.
And serious mean, right? Like a very contemplative demeanor.
They were not joking around when they were trying to figure out.
This was not a laughing matter.
No.
No, they were. This is ultimately really serious. Wonder what happens now. They've got it. All that cadre of scientists, you know, young women, young men. I guess they're fired now. They put their life into Skinny Pop, mm-hmm. and Skinny Pop is like, we got the equation, we got it, thank you.
No, I don't think so. I think they keep them on.
Oh, is that right?
Well, yeah, because they're going to start developing other flavors. They're going to start developing the sweet and salty kettle version. Sure. They're going to start developing the popcorn mini cakes. They're going to, you know, they're Skinny Pop. They understand what they're doing. There's a beachhead. They've taken it. And now they're gonna move on into the rest of the kingdom of popcorn.
Right, that must be thrilling for the scientists who are sitting at home, you know, like they just had a rush of work and you know like and they were doing important work and then suddenly nothing. But then they get a call and it's like, hello, Jane, guess what? Sea salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me grab my clipboard.
Cheddar cheese, Jane. Think about it. Let's get to work.
Let me get my glasses. That's great stuff. You know,
I feel good for the food scientists at Skinny Pop because I feel like they took the assignment, they ran with it, they succeeded, and they made a pretty good bagged popcorn.
Yeah, well, I mean, proof in the pudding. Like, it might not be completely for the folks over at Mates and Mates Worldwide headquarters, but This is a very, very, in the great snack aisle of life, this is a very popular snack. Mm-hmm. A very, very popular snack. They had an idea. They said, let's get rid of a couple of things and then we'll market it as a whole new thing. And people jumped on board.
Yeah, kudos to them. Kudos to them on making exactly what I think they set out to make. It's certainly not pushing any boundaries. It's not breaking any barriers, but it's fulfilling what I guess was a niche. That's the thing that I like about the snack world, Tom.
Go ahead.
You think to yourself, God, that snack food aisle, it's already so long. It's already crammed. You can't fit anything else in. It's like your New Year's resolution. How am I going to eat more snacks? And yet somehow every year they find a way to wedge in a new snack here, there, everywhere. Yeah. There's no shortage of new snacks. They're always coming up with new stuff.
Yeah. You know what it's like? Music.
Yeah. You think, there's only 12 notes.
You're like, that's it. That's got to be it now, right? That's got to be it. We've been doing music forever.
Right.
You know, we've been doing music. And then they like, oh, well, that rock and roll is it now. We discovered rock and roll. People lost their minds. That's it, right? And then we came up with rap, and that was just like, that's a heartbeat. And we're like, okay, now let's call it now. And then people keep, you know, what else happened?
All I listen to is trap these days. You know that.
All you do is listen to trap?
That's all I do is listen to trap.
Yeah, you know? Is that right? That's interesting to me.
Yeah, yeah. That's me. When I get off, when we close shop up here, I'm gonna put on some trap and listen to it.
What floats your boat?
I just love the whole thing, you know? Everything in trap, I just love it. I love the beats and I love the music and I love everything about trap.
Trap being
music. It's a kind of music and I love it.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, is it, trap is good.
Yeah. Man. Is it like rap music?
Well, it's what's great about trap is it just gets you, you know, just gets you moving. Bum, 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 bum. You know, it's just, I love it.
Well, anything that gets you moving is good, I guess. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that that's kind of the point. Right. There's just going to be people are just going to keep coming up with music. And then you're like, you got Olivia Rodrigo, who's like, I wanted to get my driver's license. Everyone's like, we've never heard this song before.
Right.
You know, and then you're like, but really? Because like you say, there's only these many notes and you can just arrange them like this and put this sentiment. Inject this sentiment into it and you're off and running. The snack game is like that. Yeah. It's like, well, that's got to be it, right? There can't be more snacks. We got cookies, so we're good, right? Yeah. And then people just keep, there's permutation after permutation, and it's just the great snack all of life is ever expanding, and we're the better for that.
You know what? It is a new year. And one thing I don't think I express enough is gratitude. I'm grateful for these snack inventors. I'm grateful for these food scientists out there. I'm grateful for Stacy putting her pita chips out there. I'm even grateful for the pee people for putting their pee out there. I'm grateful to the Skinny Pop people. Do I like all of them? Not necessarily. But do I appreciate all of them? You bet your sweet ass I do. I appreciate every single snack in that snack food aisle of life. I'm never going to take that for granted.
No. That's well said. Ratings?
Ratings.
Respect them and rate them.
Yep. So, oi, Skinny Pop. So, I guess there's a lot of times I'm confronted. It's a humbling thing being the number one podcast, in the nation, but it's the planet.
Yeah.
And so for me, you know, oftentimes we'll have something and, it illustrates to me that, I'm a guy of simple tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I'll dress up sometimes, but I'm comfortable in sweats. You know, I'm comfortable.
And by the way, you look great in sweats.
Hey, thanks.
I don't feel like I say it enough, Tom. You look great in sweats.
I'd appreciate it if like that comes up once every conversation, because clearly it doesn't. I think we went 2021 without you telling me that. You know, in 2020, pandemic era, early pandemic, you were great with the sweat compliments. 2021, yeah. I feel like you took it for granted, and maybe
I kind of let it go, and I apologize. 2022, I'm going to be a little bit better about it. And so let me start the year off right. You look great in sweats.
Well, apology accepted, and thank you for saying that. And so, like I say, I'm happy on the couch in the sweats with the snacks. You know, I mean, I'll dress up if we have to. You know, like, oh, mates, another award. Can Mike go? Mm-hmm. Tom, it's not Mike Eats Snacks. Like I know, but. You know, like where is it? Oh, okay. Well, I guess we would like to go to Des Moines together. So, okay. What time is it? A fly in, fly out thing? Oh, the award ceremony, the airport, the Des Moines airport closes. You can't get the flight back to New York. All right. You know, like there's times where we're like, you know what? God damn it. When Des Moines giving you an award, thank you. We're going to dress up. We're going to put on our tuxes and we're going to go accept our award.
Sure.
And so we will, as mates, the persona mates, we'll dress up. We'll go. We'll go to Sweden. We'll take the Nobel Peace Prize. We'll go to the awards. But I'm happy when we come home, and I unattach that cummerbund. I loosen that tie. You know, and I just I'm about to yank off the, you know, that frilly shirt and. Put on my sweats. I'm happy with the sweats. And the fancy is fine. And the gimmick is fine. And all those things. And look, like you say, we're grateful for it. But when I come to like Skinny Pop popcorn, I'm reminded that you can toss a whole bunch of oil and butter and salt my way. And you can heat me up, and I'm quite content with that. And is there artificial flavors in there? Sure. Is that okay? Yep. You know, and I'm fine with that. And Skinny Pop is the next level up, I feel, or maybe it's three or four levels up on the Great Snack Out. I don't really know. It's popular, good for them. But am I going to reach for it? When it comes to popcorn, I like that. I like, as you put it, that the fresh vibe, and I don't mind if it's a little, you know, if it's a little less skinny, that's okay with me. If it's a little more sweats, I'm fine with that. So Skinny Pop popcorn, 5.
It's interesting to me how we wander different paths in this life. We wander different paths in this journey, in this snack game. We go up the aisle, we go down the aisle, we wander around the aisle. Hey, what's under here? What's over there? And yet, at the end of the day, we so often end up back at the same place. Popcorn, for me, as I said, I want it hot. I want it salty. I want it buttery. I don't necessarily want it from a bag. And yet, I open a bag of popcorn. I could go through the whole thing without a problem.
Sure.
But it's not landing with me. But it's not upsetting me. I mean, rarely have I felt so on the fence about a snack as I do about Skinny Pop popcorn. Skinny Pop popcorn, 5.
Wow. A double nickel. Double nickel and the beloved Madison Square Garden on my beloved Knicks.
I feel like that's rare that we get the double nickel. Maybe the first time ever.
It might be that. Wow. I'll have to have like the curators go back.
Yep.
Yeah. That's interesting. The double nickel. Skinny Pop. Yeah. Well, you gave us something. You gave us the double nickel. That makes me happy.
I feel great about it. I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Star Burns Avenue, a podcast network.